It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Helper City Mayor Lanise Peterman. Just got back about a week or so ago from a Washington trip. We're going to talk about some of the things that she did, some of the things that she learned, and what a great opportunity it was for her as a small town mayor to make these connections and things with people. Then, of course, there's always something great going on in Helper. We've got to talk water survey. There's a well-being survey out there. First Fridays is back in full effect. And then there's a river cleanup that they're going to do in May with Helper Middle School. We wanted to talk about that as well. Mayor Peterman, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
So let's dive right in and let's talk about this trip to Washington, D.C. How did it come about? And then what are some of the things that you kind of took away from it?
You know, I was so honored to just be picked as one of 5 to 7 people from the Intermountain region. So they had 4 states participate in this event. It was Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, and Utah. And it was a really wild mix of people. There were educators, a handful of elected officials, people from business, really coming to the White House where they wanted to hear from us about the challenges we have. And it was super interesting to hear from these other states in our region with the same problems we have here. Water was a huge topic, affordable housing, huge topic, and just having the ears of people in the White House is really advantageous. So I've been able to network those connections as I'm trying to pursue electrical grid analysis and those types of things. And now I can email people who actually respond to me because now I'm a person to them, not just some little town in southeast Utah, but a person, and they want to help. So that was really reassuring, and it was a great opportunity to network and to hear about similar challenges across all sorts of communities. So I was super honored to be there.
Before we came on the air, we were talking about the fact that it might even almost be a surreal experience to be able to email a senior White House advisor and have them get back to you.
Absolutely. And that's going on as I'm trying to pursue grant funding for this electrical grid analysis. People from the White House are sending me programs. I'm reviewing them and sending back my feedback like, hey, this doesn't work. This is what I'm looking for. And they're like, OK, we're on it. We're going to look at some other things and get back to you. And then they get back to me. It's amazing.
It is amazing to have that. And as you said at the end, when we were kind of talking about it as well, you just said it was a great opportunity really for just for networking, to get your name out there, to get names of other people that are kind of going through what you're going through and that can all help each other.
Right. It was really an amazing experience, very intimate. And again, I was so thankful to be there and to represent Helper in Southeast Utah.
And I think it's a great thing. And as you said, we've talked in the past about the fact that now you're kind of focused on this electrical grid for Helper. And we'll continue to talk about that and see where it goes with that. But let's talk for a moment about some Helper stuff. First up, the water survey.
Yes, we have that. It ends actually at the end of April. So everyone in Helper should have received a door hanger. If you have challenges, call City Hall. We've had a couple of calls where people couldn't upload photos. We will help navigate that with you, even if we need to get the photos sent to us so that we can get them uploaded for you. And again, this is a federal mandate. This is not something, you know, we decided we wanted to do. And the federal government has really requested this because of the situation that occurred in Flint, Michigan, which I think most people are aware of. They want to understand the water infrastructure at that level so that they can help figure out how to remediate it before it's a crisis.
And once again, if you have any questions about the water survey or if you need some help with it, just give them a call down there at Helper City. Another one that's going on, another survey, is a well-being survey. And this has kind of been, you know, you've done this for about the last, what, 2 or 3 years they've done it?
Yes. So we've worked closely with USU, Dr. Flint, and it's really just to keep a pulse on where people are at, what's working, what's not working. And that data is invaluable. I utilize it for grants. You know, how happy are people? Where do they see deficiencies? What can we do to address that? So to have that in a really compact data format, it's great to use when you're applying for funding and can really reference comments or real data from our community.
It's really an invaluable resource to have that real-time information that people can get back to you. So that one is out there as well. Is there a link to it on Helper City's website?
Or I don't know if there's a link to it on our website. I will have to check, Dave, to be honest.
Okay. So. Or we can actually even put a link to it in the article for this interview. The other things we want to talk about, a couple of fun things. First Fridays is in effect now. Had a little bit of a windy first Friday in April.
Right. But it was really well attended. You know, that was really pleasant. It was a poetry event hosted by the Helper City Poet Laureate. So, it was a great turnout, and we're looking forward to some good weather here in May to do a nice gallery stroll and business checkout. So it'll be fun.
So that'll be a fun one. And then the other one you wanted to talk about before we get out of here is you're doing a river cleanup, and that's going to be on May 13th, and that's going to be with students from Helper Middle. And you said this is really the first one you've done since COVID, right?
It is. So generally, every year at the end of the year, we were working with Helper Middle School, and I bring down water scientists to talk about the work that we've done as far as river restoration. So it's a mix of outdoor activity as well as education. So Quinn Donnelly from riverrestoration.org will be there, and we're working with Trout Unlimited to have some resources there who can really help the kids understand the value of the river, as well as for us to get a little sweat equity cleaning up the walkway and branches and trash and getting ready for a wonderful spring.
Absolutely, and it's going to be a great spring, great summer. And, you know, these are just First Fridays is just the tip of the iceberg of what's going to go on with Helper. We've got Vibes coming up. Of course, we're going to have the Arts Festival. We'll talk all about those the closer that they get. So get ready because it's going to be a lot of fun. And once again, if you have questions about the water survey or the well-being survey, you can just give them a call down there at City Hall and they'll take care of the rest of it for you. Helper Mayor Lanise Peterman, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.